This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Well, it's time for our Common Ground segment. Joining us tonight, Tennessee Republican Congressman David Kustoff and Illinois Democratic Congressman Brad Schneider. Thank you both for being here. One of the reasons we brought you together is something you're working on with Common Ground together across the aisle, and that is this piece of legislation to revoke tax-exempt status to nonprofits supporting Hamas. Congressman Kustoff, first to you. How big a deal is this?
Well, I think it's a big deal. I want to commend Brad and for joining on this bill and co-sponsoring it with me. You know, the fact of the matter is that we should not give any type of tax benefit to any group or any terrorist organization that wants to hurt us or kill us. I mean, that's the bottom line. So this legislation would take away tax exempt status to any group that provides. The key words are, Brett, material support to any terrorist organization. And to me, I think that's a no-brainer. And at a time, this is no secret, we're in very partisan times in Washington, D.C. and across the nation. This should be something that, number one, should be called up for a vote. And I think it will be in the near future. And it should enjoy overwhelming support both in the House of Representatives and hopefully in the United States Senate.
Congressman Schneider, obviously there are concerns here. The Washington Examiner types it up this way. It says, Palestinian terrorists exploit loopholes for taxpayer dollars, Watchdog tells Congress. Mark Greendorfer, the Watchdog's president, argues Hamas, Hezbollah, Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and other U.S.-designated terrorist groups are able to evade Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctions program by creating or enlisting third-party front organizations that purport to be charitable or humanitarian groups but are, in fact, support organs of terror organizations. I guess there is some concern about the effort to get humanitarian supplies into Gaza for the regular Palestinians that a lot of people talk about really feeling the pain of what's going on because of Hamas. But a lot of that material we have seen in the past becomes Hamas-backed material.
Yeah, it's more than just that. You hit on a real problem, which is Hamas diverting aid going to civilians in civilians in Gaza, Palestinians who need schools, who need hospitals, need shelter. And instead of that, Hamas is building tunnels and infrastructure for war. And that's how we end up where we are today. But beyond that, and I want to thank my friend David Kustoff for leading on this bill. We're seeing organizations that are diverting money going into terrorist organizations. You mentioned the front organizations, these sponsor organizations, but groups like American Muslims for Palestine, other groups should not be getting a tax benefit that monies that American taxpayers are subsidizing going to efforts to hurt Americans or American interests.
We'll continue right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I want to turn topics just quickly to some of the testimony you heard in the House Ways and Means Committee. This is from a Jewish Cornell student. Take a listen.
As a Jewish student leader, my community is terrified to walk around the school they pay to attend because they are afraid of getting threatened, assaulted, or killed. Students at rallies chant genocidal phrases like, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." This is a chant that calls for a second Holocaust.
You both were listening to that testimony. I'm just wondering, first to you, Congressman Kustoff, if you're surprised by the level of anti-Semitism we've seen in some of these protests around the country. I don't know if it's prevalent in your state or not, but just listening to that testimony.
I am, Brett. First of all, I was really glad that that young student came and testified with the committee. I can imagine it's a little bit intimidating for somebody that young to testify before the Ways and Means Committee, but she testified a very heartfelt feeling, and that is fear. And I don't know about Brad, but I hear that from Jewish people in my community all the time. They never thought. They heard stories from their parents and grandparents, maybe who were Holocaust survivors or new Holocaust survivors. They never envisioned a time that could maybe rival the Holocaust. And I tell you, just a few months ago, I took a group of people through the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. It's a historical reminder about what happened, but it's also a message that we can never let this happen again. And unfortunately, we've seen since October the 7th, it is in fact happening again.
Yeah, Congressman Snyder, your perspective on that after hearing that testimony?
Yeah, I'll say this. You know, David, we had the chance to hear the young woman's name is Talia Dror. She may have been nervous, but she was a rock star, and she spoke for students all over this country. We're seeing it not just at Cornell, it's at Columbia in New York City, it's at University of Chicago and Northwestern here in Illinois. We're seeing it literally across the country. And I was shocked, but not surprised. It's shocking the level of anti-Semitism, of hate, to see these students calling for the elimination of the State of Israel and the murder of Jewish people, which is what the chant "From the River to the Sea, Palestine Will Be Free" explicitly is about. It's the chant of the PLO and of Hamas. And that's why groups like Students for Justice in Palestine and others should not be getting these tax benefits, and why the legislation is so important. But also we need leadership from administrations, from others in our community to stand up and say, we're not going to accept the fear and intimidation that are being let out on our students. Any kind of hate. You know, we saw a shooting in Vermont on Saturday. That's unacceptable. Anyone should be able to walk on campus, walk near campus, walk in their neighborhood free from fear of attack or intimidation. And we need to make sure that this stops.
Yeah. Last thing, Congressman Kustoff, are you encouraged by what you're seeing about the hostage release? It seems like it's happening slowly. What's your feeling?
I think any progress is good. To your point, it does seem slow. Look, we know we can't trust terrorist organizations. We really can't trust Hamas. But there's a time for the diplomats and the ambassadors to do their work. They're trying to do it, and I'd like to see all of them released. It's slow, but at least it's coming.
Well, we appreciate both of you coming on and being a part of our Common Ground segment. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.